Hello again, my name is Kay Reseed. I'm a coordinator with the Natomas Unified School District's Communications and Family Engagement Department, aka I'm Kay with CAFE. Today I'm here with Tanya Jarrell, and we're going to talk about the anti-racist training that staff members have undergone. Tanya, what can you tell us about the anti-racist training?
Well, we have started some really exciting work under our theory of action, okay? And in Natomas, we have our theory of action, which is AR0100, or Administrative Regulation AR0100. And what that really means is there are some steps or some actions as a district that really guide how we approach diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so this is our DEI work, diversity, equity, inclusion. And part of that is engaging in anti-racist and anti-biased work. So the first step in that, and the reason I say the first step in that, is that part of our DEI work was to develop a 3-year professional development plan. And our work last year was to put together that 3-year plan and propose the work to teams of students and teachers and our board. So this is really our first year of implementing that professional development. And one of the very first steps was the anti-racist, anti-bias training. And so this is just the first part of that training. And we're working on that training with the Center for Culturally Relevant Teaching and Learning. And the head of that center is a nationally renowned educator, Dr. Shiraki Holly. And we're working with Dr. Holly because of his background with K-12 education and his work in how we implement the diversity, equity, and inclusion in and outside of classrooms in schools. So anti-racist, anti-biased education is really about cultural relevancy and situational awareness inside of our schools. So what I mean inside of our schools is it might be for a food service assistant. How do we, for example, approach what it might look like or sound like to work with students that have, for example, verbal overlapping skills when we're asking them a question about what they would like for lunch? And there's situational appropriateness or situational awareness in how we engage with students. It's really helping, for example, maybe a bus driver, a health assistant, an instructional aide in a classroom, understand the difference between behaviors that we assign based on culture or behaviors that we think are happening because of race. And that's really where, as a society, we come into some problems. And I think we're aware now more than ever that we need to look at what our students need as individuals and bring awareness to how we meet the needs of our students both in and outside the classrooms. And the first place to start is this anti-race, anti-bias education.
So it's about promoting tolerance and cultural awareness. Are there any other examples that you would like to share of how exactly the staff undergoes this training?
Yeah, and I would say it's even a step past tolerance too, Kay, right? It's really about engaging with our students. And I think something that Dr. Holly points out is that there are rings of culture in DEI work. And so what we're really talking about is cultural and linguistic training. And so that's really important. So our staff is engaging in this work, and it's going to start with the awareness of how we engage our students in a classroom. So the first step was anti-race, anti-bias education for us to examine our own implicit biases. And I would say something that's really key that I would like to leave everybody thinking about with this podcast is it's pretty common that we all hold an implicit bias. And something that Dr. Holly has really challenged us in this first training is we all have a first thought, but we can't let that be our last thought. So I think that's something that was a really important takeaway that the people who've attended this first training walked out of that training with. And that's something that we should all be taking into our roles, whether we're a classroom teacher, a campus safety monitor, a yard duty, or an instructional aide, that we all take a step back and we ask ourselves when we're working with students, is that behavior an example of their age or developmental reason, or is that behavior an example of a cultural behavior? And that we take a step back and then we examine, is that our own implicit bias? And is my first thought really my last thought in how I approach that situation? So that was really our first step. But the next exciting piece in our DEI work will be on Monday, October 10th, and we have Dr. Holly coming back, and we'll be doing our next step in professional learning together, and that will be in culturally and linguistically relevant classroom management practices. So that will really be the next step in how we engage students in and outside of classrooms, and what that really looks like when students are maybe in a hallway, in a bus, maybe in a cafeteria line, or in a classroom. So in different sets of roles and really going deeper into engagement practices. So I know everybody's really looking forward to having Dr. Holly back on the 10th.
A lot of what you said is just very eye-opening, and I liked especially when you said that don't let your first thought be your last thought when it comes to meeting people. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hello. Learning another language often starts with hello.
Hola.
Help your child learn more than just a greeting by enrolling them this November to Natomas Unified's Heredia Arriaga Elementary School, which is set to open in 2023. The school will offer a unique Spanish and English immersion program for transitional kindergarten and kindergarten students. So saying hello.
Hola.
Maybe just the beginning.
¿Cómo estás?
To learn more, please visit natomasunified.org/Heredia-Arriaga School.
Goodbye. Adios.
And we're back with Tanya Jarrell. And Ms. Tanya, can you tell us how staff members can get involved if they're intrigued by this conversation?
Yes, I can. Thanks for asking me that question, Kay. We do have an email address, nusdpd@natomasunified.org. At that email, you can ask for a copy of the PD catalog, or the PD catalog can be found on our Natomas Unified website under the staff tab. We have more DEI professional development offerings there. For example, right now we have several book studies running, which is a really fun way to engage in learning more about these practices in your roles in Natomas Unified. We have another book study launching in the winter, and we'll have another one in the spring. We also have some more plans for Dr. Holly's organization to come back in the spring. Right now, we have a cohort of teachers running with DEI work with Sac State. And we'll have another offering for people to join that deep DEI work around lesson study. That'll happen next spring for another cohort for a much larger group. So I hope there'll be another group of teachers that want to join that next year as well. And then we have a really exciting opportunity that will launch in this spring of a group of students that will really get to join with some faculty. And then we have a couple other sites right now that are piloting some work to develop ethnic studies through an arts course. So there'll be more information about that through the PD catalog. I would also say that our staff can talk to Dr. Holly on October 10th, as he will have some more coaches coming in the spring to Natomas Unified. And if they'd like to get involved in some of that cohort coaching, that would be another way to get involved. They can also email me, because there'll be more involvement around equity and inclusion efforts throughout this 3-year PD plan. And they can also become engaged in our DEI change management work group. So reaching out to me to be involved in that DEI change management work group would be great. And then I would say something that Dr. Holly challenged us with at that first training was to approach each other and to approach our students with outrageous love. So I would say that's the challenge each day, is to approach our DEI work and our students with feeling outrageous love every day on our campuses.
Thank you so much, Tanya. And if you want more information, again, you can go to our website, natomasunified.org. You can find the PD catalog on our website. PD, of course, stands for professional development. So again, if you are interested, please visit our website. Thank you so much, Tanya, for joining us. And thank you again, everyone out there, for joining us for this week's episode with Conversations with NUSD.
Thank you.
This podcast is a production of the Natomas Unified School District. You can find our podcast online in the Apple Store, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Natomas Unified School District website at www.natomasunified.org. You can also locate our episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just look for Natomas Unified.